What we're dealing with in this financial crisis is a mechanism of appropriation of wealth which is unprecedented. And the major instruments of this appropriation of wealth is derivative trade, the speculative onslaught, which is the largest and most cohesive instrument of transferring wealth. And secondly, of course, the bailouts, which are a response to the speculative onslaught. So that, in effect, a handful of financial institutions have enriched themselves as a result of institutional speculation on a large scale, as well as manipulation of the market. And secondly, what they have done is that they have then gone to their governments and said, well, we are now in a very difficult situation and you need to give us money so that we can retain the stability of the financial system. And so that the amounts transferred to a handful of financial institutions in the United States, $1.5 trillion, I'm going by the Bush and Obama, the Bush Troubled Assets Relief Program and the Obama bailout, we're talking about something of the order of $1.45 trillion. There are many other related bailouts, but these are considered to be official bailouts of these two administrations. Now, just to get the order of magnitude clear in this regard, in the United States of America, the federal income tax, federal income tax is something of the order of $1.1 trillion. Total federal revenue is of the order of $2.3 trillion. And that includes various other forms of taxation and so on and so forth, various forms of government revenue and so on. Now, if we look at the figures of expenditure, we have something of the order of $750 billion, which goes to defense and related military expenditures. Then we have $1.45 trillion, which is the bailout. Add the two figures together, you get something of the order $2.2 trillion, namely these two categories of spending, the bailout plus military expenditure, eat up the totality of federal revenue. I'm not talking about state and state revenue and municipal governments, but federal government revenue, $2.3 trillion, almost the totality of this money is eaten up by two categories of spending, the bank bailout and the war economy, broadly defense spending and allocations to the war theater. Now, what does that mean? It means essentially fiscal collapse. Because to finance all other categories of expenditure, public works, transportation, health and education, payment of salaries to public employees, and so on and so forth, support to industry, all those expenditures will be financed through the emission of public debt. And who actually lends the money or brokers the public debt? The same financial institutions which are the recipients of the bailout. Okay, and so what you have is a circular process. It's a diabolical process. You're lending money. You're not lending money. You're handing money to the large financial institutions, and then this is leading up to a mounting public debt in the trillions. Okay. And then you say to the financial institutions, we need now to establish a new set of treasury bills and government bonds, etc., which of course are sold to the public, but they are always brokered through the financial institutions, which establish their viability and so on and so forth. And the financial institutions will probably buy part of this public debt. So that in effect, what the government is doing is financing its own indebtedness through the bailouts. It hands money to the banks, and then the banks. But to hand the money to the banks, it's in debt. It becomes indebted to those same financial institutions, and then it says, "Well, we now have to emit large amounts of public debt. Please, can you help us?" And then the banks will say, "Well, your books are not quite in order." And then the government will say, "Well, obviously they're not in order because we've just handed you $1.4 trillion of bailout money, and we're now in a very difficult situation. So we need to borrow money from the people who are in fact the recipients of the bailout." So this is really what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a circular process. The banks are the recipients of government handouts through the bailouts, and they are also the creditors of the state. And as creditors of the federal government, they also establish, much in the same way as the IMF and the World Bank, they establish conditionalities, and they will say, "You have to abide by our conditions, and we will assist you in the process of channeling this public debt into the market, because it has to be sold." Okay, and ultimately, what is at stake is a mechanism of confiscation and appropriation of tax revenues, which are serving essentially these two related activities, the bailout on the one hand and the war economy on the other, and then the financial institutions will literally control the entire state apparatus, because they are the creditors of a government which now is facing an insurmountable public debt, resulting precisely from having handed out money to the Wall Street banks.